For Chasm Radio, I am Farm Director Joe Gill. It is your Saturday morning Central Minnesota Farm Report here on AM 1150. Your report brought to you this week by Mid-Soda Trailer Sales and Service. They do have hours here this morning, starting at 8, going till noon. Stop on by right off Interstate 94. That's County Road 50, Mid-Soda Trailer Sales and Service. And this morning, we're talking farm safety, rural safety, and in education. And coming up a week from today, your chance to learn more, be more informed on rural safety. Steve Ferrick's joining us. Steve, good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
You betcha. And this will be a day where it's not just for farmers, it's not just for mom or dad, not just for kids, it's for everybody, right?
That's correct. A bunch of local fire departments are coming together to provide a training opportunity for our communities, something that families, the rural families, can take home to glean some information and hopefully make them a little bit more safe. Our goal is if we can save one life by doing this, it was definitely worth it.
In your life, you do a lot of things, but you wear a hat too as a volunteer firefighter. How long have you been doing that?
I will be close to 20 years this January.
And that's what it takes. It takes volunteers to put an event like this on. And you guys have all been on different calls. And it really was spurred a couple of years ago by seeing a lot of local cases and even statewide that something needs to be done, maybe just to reemphasize some of these safety measures.
Yes, we recognize the need with some disasters that have happened in the area and identify that there needs to be some more training, something that we can provide, and it's a way for the firemen to give back to their communities.
There's a lot of demonstrations which are going to happen early in the morning at 9:30. Talk about some of those demonstrations.
Yes, we've got a variety of different things we're going to do for basically just for the rural family. We will have a kitchen grease fire demonstration where you'll see what happens if you were to put water on a grease fire that's on a stove, how you actually make it worse. That'll be a live demonstration that'll happen repetitively. We're going to have demonstrations with fire extinguishers where the attendees can actually put the fires out. We have close to 50 fire extinguishers available, so many people will get the opportunity to learn how to put a fire out, the correct procedure, and how to do so. We're going to have a PTO entanglement demonstration similar to last year, so you can see what happens in the event something happens there. We're also going to have a grain bin simulation type thing to understand what happens when you may be sucked down into a grain bin. You know, I think most of us grew up in gravity boxes, playing on top of a gravity box as it was unloading, and we really had no clue the danger that was involved there. We're hoping that LifeLink helicopter can come in. You know, people can understand that process. And then also we're going to have a live burn with a propane tank where you can actually watch as what firemen do when they need to come and put a propane tank out. And this could come to play maybe Thanksgiving's coming up. If you're doing a turkey, you know, you're deep frying a turkey, or maybe you know, anything to do with propane tanks and that such. So those would be some fun activities that people can actually get some hands-on learning and watch and see what's happening.
You know, Steve, you mentioned the grease fire. I think everybody's first thought, get some water, right?
Correct.
And that's the exact thing you don't want to do.
That's exactly what you don't want to do. So this should put into the minds of everybody to ensure they have the proper fire extinguisher at home to address those particular needs.
You mentioned fire extinguishers. Everybody has them, I would suggest, in their home or in their tractor. I'll admit, I've never used one before. I just assume you pop the pin and you squeeze, right? But maybe there's a better way to go about it.
It's ironic that you bring that up, because many people, when we attend to fires and they've actually grabbed their fire extinguisher and they tell us that it doesn't work, and in the heat of the moment, they forget to pop the pin. So it's very, it's a good opportunity for people just to review those facts. And we feel proud because we've done some of these trainings in the past, and we've actually have examples where some youth in the community have, whether it's fire extinguishers or whether it's smoke alarms or whatnot, but we've had youth in the community that have listened to these activities and actually have demonstrated what they've learned and came back to us and thanked us for that. So it makes us feel good for what we're doing.
Steve Ferrick's joining us on our Central Minnesota Farm Report this morning. Besides the outside demonstrations, We'll move into the B2 and have some other inside presentations as well, Steve.
So from about 11:15 till 12:30, we're going to have inside demonstrations, more so speakers per se. We're going to have Stearns County Dispatch that's going to explain to the people that are attending what happens when you call 911, what's happening in the background, who's being assembled. When the pager goes off, usually the caller is still on the phone, so we can get as much information as possible. And they'll talk about that information that's needed and give you an idea just what is truly needed to be presented so we can make an effective approach for whatever situations that's happening. And then we also have a speaker coming in that will be talking about the impacts of disaster events. The lady that's coming in, her husband was killed in a grain bin accident many years ago, and speaks to farm safety, speaks to just thinking as a family to be prepared, and a very motivational speaker that will end before we have a meal for everyone.
Two things I learned last year, too. Correct me if I'm wrong, but when the dispatcher spoke, I assumed when you called on your cell phone, that address popped up or that location popped up. And they were saying, no, you need a landline. If you're calling from a landline, that's going to pop up. And then second of all, I says, well, boy, I rent a facility here. I have no idea what the address is, Steve.
Correct. So those are important aspects to think about, to be prepared in the event that something happens. We invite you to come and attend this, and maybe it'll spark a conversation at the kitchen table. And, you know, make sure your kids are engaged in this, too. We want the youth to come and participate in this. Some of this is scary, but it's also things that need to be seen, so that we live in an agricultural community, and we need to make sure that everyone is prepared should something happen.
Steve, also going to be some informational booths on hand as well. I know regarding rural mental health, which has been an issue, hasn't gone away. It's been there a lot, but really brought to the surface as of late.
Correct. A variety of different services will be available. Minnesota Department of Ag will have some literature available. U of M Extension is going to be there to promote some of their program information. Stearns Electric, I believe, is bringing a simulator so we can show something, you know, what happens if you inadvertently touch a power line, you know, things like that. So we will have, and it's growing. It's definitely growing. We're hoping for as much involvement as we possibly could get.
You mentioned involvement, too. It takes a lot of folks to put any event on. Lots of financial sponsors who have backed this event that you did a year ago. And also, when it comes to the volunteers and the local fire departments, it's really everybody coming together.
Yep, and this also helps us as varying departments come together, and it just helps our communication and identify that we're working as a team. You had mentioned the financial part of it. We were able to raise enough money last year where the vendors that are listed contributed the money last year, and we had enough carryover funds to do it again. So we definitely are thanking them and including them again this year for their support as we continue to grow this. And our hope is that maybe not necessarily in Albany next year, but we can push this event around to area communities and just build on it. Maybe next year it's in Sauk Center. The following year, maybe it's in Foley. We just want it to grow to increase awareness.
And Steve, finally, it's free. Lunch is free. Information is free. Demonstrations are free. Don't let that inhibit you from attending.
Absolutely. We're hoping for good weather, and we would like to put on an event that is engaging and interactive. Who knows, maybe your child or you might be asked to be a volunteer or a victim in one of our simulations.
Yeah, once again, Saturday, October 8th, and that's going to be at Albany High School. Anything else you want to add?
Nope, I think you've covered the bases, and we look forward to a great event.
All righty, it is your Central Minnesota Farm Report for this morning here on Chasm Radio, talking farm safety. Here on Chasm Radio, your Central Minnesota Farm Report brought to you by Midsota Trailer Sales and Service in Avon.